Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, here with Joe McGee. We're going through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. What a story. What a journey it is. Now, the Bible says not every story that ever happened was put in here, but those that God chose. Every syllable, every word is here by divine appointment. And we have a whole teaching we've done on how the Bible came to pass. All the books, they were not written the same day by the same person. There are 40 different authors that cover several hundred years, but God was in every one of them. And what a story it is. So today we're going to pick up the story of Joseph being sold as a slave in Egypt and what God did with him. And so we're going to pick up in chapter 39 of Genesis. It says this: when Joseph arrived in Egypt, the Ishmaelite traders that he was purchased by Potiphar, a member of the personal staff of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Potiphar was the captain of the palace guard. Verse 2, here's Joseph, a slave. Verse 2 says, the Lord was with Joseph and blessed him greatly as he served in the home of the Egyptian master. Potiphar noticed this and he realized that the Lord was with Joseph, giving him success in everything he did. Now, this is his boss. His heathen Egyptian boss notices that God was with him and blessed everything he set his hand to. Even the unbelievers notice you. You need to, they may not say anything to your face. Their neighbor may not say, and your coworker may not say anything. People know when you live a blessed life. They see you go through the same hell they go through, but for some reason you always come out smelling like a rose. Tests and trials come to everybody. But God promised he would never leave us. He would never forsake us. He'd be with us. So God gave him success in everything he did. So Joseph naturally became quite a favorite of Potiphar. Potiphar soon put Joseph in charge of his entire household and trusted him with all of his business dealings. From the day Joseph was put in charge, the Lord began to bless Potiphar for Joseph's sake. Now here it is. We've noticed Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. God's blessings on us. And God will bless the people around us. I used to tell people, I pray for all the three major companies I worked for when I was an engineer. I told you to tell people, listen, I prayed for every company. I walked around every building. We've done it seven times on Sunday. We've anointed every corner of those buildings. We were blessed because I was there. I tell, why are we doing so good? Because I'm here. God promises to bless everything I put my hand to. This company's blessed because I'm here. Now, everybody goes through tests and trials. We went through layoffs and ups and downs. But eventually, we became very successful at what we did. Why? God promised to do that. So from the day Joseph was put in charge, the Lord began to bless Potiphar for Joseph's sake. All of his household affairs began to run smoothly. His crops and livestock flourished. Potiphar gave Joseph complete administrative responsibility over everything he owned. With Joseph, he didn't have to worry about a thing in the world except what to decide that he wanted to eat. The Bible says Potiphar didn't have to choose a thing except what he ate, because Joseph did everything. Everything. Ran the whole household, the money, everything. He's gone from a slave to working for the king's main guy, and he's in charge of everything. Now, Joseph was very handsome and well-built as a young man. And about this time, Potiphar's wife began to desire him and invited him to sleep with her. But Joseph refused. Look, he told her, my master trusts me with everything in his entire household. No one here has more authority than I do. He's held back nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How could I ever do such a wicked thing? It would be a great sin against God. Did you notice what he said? It would be a sin against God. It was God. It's God he feared. God he served. It was all. God was the middle thing. She kept putting pressure on him from day after day, but he refused to sleep with her. And he kept out of her way as much as possible. One day, however, here comes the thing, however. One day, however, no one else was around when he was doing his work inside the house. She came and grabbed him by his shirt, demanding, sleep with me. Joseph tore himself away, but as he did, his shirt came off, and she was left holding it as he ran from the house. When she saw that she had his shirt and that he had fled, she began screaming. Soon all the men around the place came running. My husband has brought me this Hebrew slave to insult us, she sobbed. He tried to rape me, but I screamed. And when he heard my loud cries, he ran away and left his shirt behind. She kept the shirt with her. When her husband came home that night, she told him her story. The Hebrew slave that you had around tried to make a fool out of me. She said, I was saved only by my own screams. He went out leaving his shirt behind. After hearing his wife's story, Potiphar was furious. He took Joseph and threw him into the prison where he was the king's prisoner. All the king's prisoners were held. But the Lord was with Joseph there too. What happened? Well, hell's landed again. But the Lord was with, what happened? Well, a woman's lied. He's been thrown in prison. He didn't deserve it. He's innocent. But the Lord was with Joseph. He's with Joseph there too. And he granted Joseph favor with the chief jailer. Before long, the jailer put Joseph in charge of all the other prisoners over everything that happened in the prison. The chief jailer had no more worries of that because Joseph took care of everything. Joseph was making everything run smoothly and successfully. Do you understand? Whatever you set your hand to, God said, I'll prosper. I'll prosper. Starting in chapter 30, sometime later, Pharaoh's chief cupbearer and chief baker offended him. Pharaoh became very angry with these officials, and he put them in prison where Joseph was in the palace of Potiphar, the captain of the guard. They remained there. Now, here's the story about taking an interesting twist. They're there in prison. After some time, Potiphar agreed or assigned Joseph to take care of them. Once again, the cupbearer and the baker each had a dream. Each dream had its own meaning. The next morning, Joseph noticed the dejected men and the look on their faces. Why do you look so worried today? He asked. They replied, we both had dreams last night. But there's no one left to tell us what the dreams mean. Well, now, interpreting dreams is God's business, Joseph said. Tell me what you saw. The cupbearer told his dream first. Well, in my dream, I saw a vine and it began to bud and blossom. And soon there were clusters of grapes. And I was holding Pharaoh's cup, his wine cup, in my hand. And I took the grapes and I squeezed the juice into them. And I placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. I know what the dream means, Joseph said. Three branches mean in 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will take you out of the prison, returning to your position as his chief cupbearer. And then, please have pity on me when you're back in his favor, just as Joseph. Hey, you're going to be let out of prison? The Pharaoh's going to hire you back? Please have pity on me and remember me to Pharaoh and speak well of me. Ask him to let me out of here. For I was kidnapped from my own homeland, from the land of the Hebrews, and now I'm here in jail, but I did nothing to deserve it. When the chief baker saw the first dream had such a good meaning, he told his dream to Joseph. In my dream, there were 3 baskets of pastries on my head. In the top basket, there were all kinds of bakery goods for Pharaoh. But the birds came and ate them. I'll tell you what it means, Joseph said. 3 baskets mean in 3 days. 3 days from Pharaoh will cut off your head and will impale your body on a pole, and the birds will come and peck away all your flesh. Pharaoh's birthday came in 3 days. 3 days later, he gave a banquet for all of his officials and his household staff. He sent for his chief cupbearer and his chief baker. They were brought to him from prison. He restored the cupbearer to his former position, but he sentenced the chief baker to be impaled on the pole, just as Joseph predicted. Pharaoh's cupbearer, however, promptly forgot about all that Joseph did for him throughout the time he was in prison. So he was forgotten. He was a forgotten man. So here's what begins to happen. He's in prison. God's given him favor. He's interpreting dreams. Not every dream's got a good meaning, but he told the truth. Whenever he was asked something, he never faked. He told the truth. It takes faith. You know, faith's like a muscle. It becomes stronger through exercise. The more you and I use our faith, the bigger it gets, the more it works. The less we use it, the weaker it gets. You know, I played sports in high school. You know, we had a weight room. Well, you go to the weight room, what are you doing? Well, I'm lifting weights and, you know, bench presses and squats. What are you trying to do? Well, I'm trying to build my muscles up. Well, what does weightlifting do? How does it do that? It tears them down. When you lift weights, you're tearing those muscles. Man, those white blood cells, they're screaming, hey, man, what's he doing to us? And so they'll call from some relatives to come help them out. And you get big muscles by tearing muscles up. How'd you become like Arnold Schwarzenegger looking guy? Because you tore the muscles up that you had and they built back stronger. Your body's designed by God to build back stronger than it was in the beginning. So I used to tell people that's why we run when we were in sports or wrestle or whatever. We'd run 3 miles every day. We'd do laps. We'd do push-ups. You know, we're trying to get our body strong enough to go into the sport we're going into. And so what's happening here, God's trying to tell them something. Something's going on. And so Joseph, twice God said, I will give him favor. I'm going to bless him. Well, he seems to be a prisoner in probably the biggest prison in the world at the time. He's a prisoner. Yeah, but God is working in his behalf. God's about to promote Joseph to the head of the food chain, but it's by serving. Jesus said in the New Testament, he said, you want to be great in my kingdom? In Matthew, the book of Matthew, he said, you want to be great in my kingdom? Become the servant of everybody else. Even Jesus said, you want to be good? It's an upside down pyramid. You're great by serving others. You become good in life by serving others. We honor those. The Medal of Honor that you win in military, that's by putting your life on the line. People win that, they're alive. People win that have died. But what did they do to win the Medal of Honor? They put their life on the line for other people. It's called the Medal of Honor. What'd you do? I gave my life for other people. I'm trying to serve. I'm trying to make everybody else's life better. It's not about me. It's about others. And that's called the Medal of Honor. So Jesus said it. You want to be great in my kingdom? Become the servant of all. It's an upside down pyramid. So God's trying to bless. God's trying to be good. And so throughout the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, story after story after story of people who are not perfect people, people who sin, people who fell down. The Bible says the righteous fall 7 times a day, but they get back up. We're not the perfect people. We're the getting back up people. And so you got your life today. Find somebody to help. Start in your own house, your own home, whether you're a mother, a father, a son, or a daughter. Find somebody to help out today. Start sowing some seed, you know. Somebody asked you to go 1 mile. Jesus said, go 2. Somebody asked you for your coat. Give them your shirt. Jesus said it. You know, the Bible says from Genesis to Revelation, you want to do something to somebody, give. Sow some seed. But God promised whatever you sow, he will bring back you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will people give back into your bosom. Why? God is a seed-sowing God. So be blessed today. Do what the Word of God says. Read your Bible a little bit every now and then. It'll leave you better than it finds you. God bless, guys. Talk to you next time. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.